The rebounding battle was something that can be over. The rebounding battle was something that can be very hard to overcome for many college basketball teams. But when losing it by 24, it becomes almost impossible to pull out a victory. That's what happened in Conestoga Arena on Wednesday night when Barton out-rebounded Garden City by 24. The reaction by head coach Greg Franklin should say enough. Losing a game where you're out-rebounded by 24, only by 10 points, should honestly be seen as impressive for the way that Garden City played in this one. Only three different Cougars scored in the first half of the game, and really only one of them scored from outside the paint, with their two forwards combining to go for double-doubles apiece. It was going to be a hard challenge for Garden City to overcome, considering three of Barton's five starters weigh in over 6'2", and only one Bronkbuster steps in over 6' in their starting lineup. But it was a situation where Anoronimo Spears got into foul trouble early on in the first half, and Garden City had no answers in the second half. When you lose the rebounding battle, it's not just something where a team's going to have second chance points, but the amount of energy that you exploit trying to get the basketball back on those extra possessions can cost you down the stretch, and that's what happened to Garden City late on in this ball game. Not to say the Bronkbusters played their worst game of the season, but the Cougars definitely outpaced the
It's also the belief that can really leave a team when you consistently get out rebounded the way that Garden City was. The hope begins to exude out, and that's what happened to Garden City in that game. Despite the Bronkbusters getting two players in double figures, with CeCe Dreeson looking more and more like her 2023 self in the loss, things just did not roll the way for Garden City again. Their third straight loss, something very eye-opening. This is a program that really started off to a... The third straight loss should be really eye-opening for the rest of these teams. The third straight loss, something that should be very eye-opening to this team, especially with a three-game road trip coming up. Final score from Conestoga Arena, Barton 63, Garden City 53. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.